Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Studio 7-3,
your avenue for thoughts and conversation.
Hosted by Artisan Drew. Listen, look, live, and say something. Studio 7-3.
In my life, done so much wrong that it felt right. Even that thought of suicide, too many close to me have died. Lost my dad at 15, it was murder. Lost my mother in love, and that even felt worse. Lost my stepdad, and it elevated the hurt. And it hurts so much. They say pray, but it seems like it don't work. I'm just being honest, and they say the truth hurts. But somebody had to be praying for me. I should be dead and in jail for what I've done in these streets.
You don't understand my pain.
You know what I've been through.
You don't understand my pain.
No.
If it's something you never been through,
then it's something you can't relate to.
You can't.
I said you don't understand my pain.
No, you don't.
You don't understand my pain.
You know what I've been through.
You don't understand my pain.
No.
If it's something you never been through,
then
it's something you can't relate to.
You can't.
I said you don't understand my pain.
No, you don't.
I shed tears while writing this song. I shed tears when I'm home all alone. And every time that I pick up the phone, I get the voicemail that reminds me you're gone.
You don't understand my pain.
You know what I've been through.
Something you can't relate to.
You can't.
I said you don't understand my pain.
No, you don't.
What's going on? It's your man's Artisan Drew. I got a call on the line, caller 601-398. Who are you? Where you from? What's going on with you?
Man, it's Curtis B, man. Originally from Jackson, Mississippi, man. Reside in Texas, man. You just got through listening to one of my songs off my EP, Life, Living It Forever Every Day, called My Pain. I appreciate you, Artisan Drew, for having me on, man.
That's what's up, man. No problem, man. I welcome you on the show, bro. need some flavor in this house. You know what I'm saying? We've been all salty. We had all these hard days lately, bro. You know what I'm saying? We need some motivation for the ladies up in here. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing all this rough riding. You know what I'm saying? We need some smooth talking. We're gonna talk to the people, man. Let them know what's going on. Hey, Mr. Curtis B. All right, now, where you get Curtis B from? Why not just Curtis Austin? Talk to me.
All right, so, of course, my dad that was murdered when I was 15, his name was Curtis Austin, so I got my first and last name from him, of course. But my middle name came from my mother. We didn't have any kids, and my mama gave me his middle name or whatever like that. So that's where the B come from, by Better Edition.
Okay, okay, man. I was wondering that, so I got that on that way. Hey, Curtis, so you say you're in Texas right now?
Yeah, for sure. I reside in Texas right now.
Okay, that's what's up. What's that Texas like, life? Life, like?
I'm going to tell you like this. The music scene is it's kind of different. You got a lot of artists out there with their own style and everything like that. And traffic, man, I had to adjust to the traffic from coming from Mississippi, man. You know, they made me seem like I was driving Miss Daisy when I moved to Texas. It's kind of it's a little fast, but, man, I love it, man.
Okay, that's what's up, man. You got to move around a little bit different.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Miss Curtis, when did you start doing music? When did you, have you always been a singer? You know what I'm saying? Did you grow up in the church? You know, I always like to ask the people that sing and they have that tone and their voice, did they grow up in the church or was it something that came to you? You know, is it your natural thing to do?
Man, I actually did grow up in the church, man. I started singing when I was, I think I want to say maybe 3 years old. We used to have in church testimony service, you know, the testimony hour or whatever like that. And I would always get up there, you know, and give my testimony, tell what I'm thankful for and everything like that. And then I sing, you know what I'm saying, my favorite song, God Has Smiled on Me. And then, you know, it just took off from there, man.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Testimony. You had a testimony lately?
Man, honestly, man, I'm just thankful to still be here, man, honestly, because with everything going on in the world, especially with 2020, how that year just, you know, it took a toll on a lot of folks, man. And I know a lot of people lost their lives due to the COVID-19 and everything like that. And I'm just blessed and thankful to still be here, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's my testimony.
And people don't realize, man, COVID is a real thing. And I just had a partner pass away the other day from COVID. So it's a real thing. It really does affect your life. And it's a 2020, but it's still going on in 2021. So let's not fool ourselves. Like last year was a fluke. You know what I'm saying? Let's continue this thing. And man, let's continue praying and continue doing what we do. But let's do it a little bit more careful every day. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So,
right.
Mr. Curtis B, explain life to me. What was the concept behind life? Of course, your album. Well, explain the album life, and, you know, put it out there for everybody so they understand what we're talking about.
All right, so life, I use it as an acronym, and it's entitled Living It Forever Every Day. The first single y'all heard, if you were going to hear when it first came on, My Pain, I actually wrote this song. I lost my stepdad, which is more like a father to me, to a heart attack. And that happened last year in February. And basically, my pain really came from that. And that's when I, you know, decided to just put a lot of my emotion and a lot of things that we go through in life into songs, man, because life, to be honest with you, life is nothing but words, man. It's just up to you how you decide to use them. And I decided to put them into songs, man. So that's where life came from.
Okay, man, I can dig it, man. So you write, every song, or do you write some songs? You know what I'm saying? Like, did you pen everything on life, or did you have somebody that you trust in and you collaborate with? You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, you know, you need some collaboration going on. So how did you come about with the concepts for life?
Honestly, man, the concept with the songs and everything like that, like I did have a little help with a couple other songs on there from Scotty Pippen. You know, shout out to Scotty Pippen, Smokehouse Entertainment CEO. He helped me out a whole lot with that first project, man. And I'm grateful and I'm appreciative for him just taking time out because, man, to be honest with you, y'all say what y'all want, man. Scotty a legend in the game, man. Like, for real. Like, he got some years invested into this, man. And I soak up wisdom from from the wiser cats, man, for real though. Because they can give you a lot of insight on what's going on, you know, and everything like that, because they done been around. But yeah, I had a little help with a couple of songs on there, but majority of the songs, yeah, I wrote myself.
When you write, are you coming from your perspective mostly, or sometimes do you like listen to somebody else's conversation, like, oh, I'm writing about this shit right there, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna see, yeah, what else, girl? Well, nah, dude, man, tell me what happened. And then do you go back and just write about that shit too, you know what I'm saying? So you take a little bit out of everybody's life, or it's mostly focus on what you do or what you've been through, or you just open minded to everybody's situation?
Like my project, my EP Life, it really came from majority of it came from a personal experience, but some of it did come from, you know, that people, you know, I can, you know, you look on Facebook every day, people have stories and testimonies and everything like that. And, you know, some of it did come from, you know, me hearing other people's, you know, stories and everything like that, and be like, okay, yeah, I can make that into a song or whatever like that. Like I said, man, my music, I want my music to honestly be relatable to the fans and to the listeners. Because one thing about it, if you don't get the listeners here and you don't get the fans' attention, then, you know, hey, I feel like it's a failure, man. So my thing is making relatable music to the listeners and to the fans that they want to hear and that they can relate to, that they can sing along with it, you know?
Yeah, I can dig it, man. I can dig it. So, man, come on, let's introduce this next track, man, By Side.
Oh,
By My Side.
Yeah, By My Side.
By My Side.
It actually came from a personal experience, man.
Okay, go ahead and introduce it.
That track, right? Huh?
I said go ahead and introduce it, brother. So we're going to play this song real quick for the people.
This is my track we're about to play, By My Side, off my EP, Life, Living It for Every Day. I hope y'all enjoy it, man. Just sit back and take a listen.
Would you be there through it all? Would you be there if I fall? Would you be my one all the way? Could we be body and blood? Could you be there right or die? Would you be by my side for life? Would you be there through it all? Would you be there if I fall? Could you be my one all the way? And no, I'm not joking, just trying to see where you're focused. Disappear. Focus, focus.
Would you be there through it all? Would you be there if I fall? Would you be my one all the way?
Could we be body and blood? Would you be there right or die? Would you be by my side for life? Would you be there through it all?
Yeah, we all flawed, not perfect. Feel like you're worth it. To pull forth the effort to build a life that's better.
Could you weather the storm if it was a rainy day? Could you be my easy like Sunday morning? And no, I'm not joking, just trying to see where you're focused. Cause the times get bad, don't disappear, focus, focus.
Would you be there through it all?
Would you be there if I fall? Would you be my one all the way?
Man, that's what it is, man. By my side, by my mans. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, Mr. Curtis B?
What's going on? What's going on?
Man. You got that flow to you, bro. Where you get that flow from? Where that style come from?
Man, honestly, man, I had people tell me, you know, a lot of people tell me that my style kind of resembles like Jennings, Anthony Hamilton, and, you know, so on. And, like, honestly, I feel like I get a little bit of my style because I'm from the South, man. Honestly, most artists that come from the South, man, they speak, man. They speak it from the soul, especially the singers, man. They sing it from the soul because they got that down South in them, you know. And being from the South, that's what it is. But I like, you know, I get my style from like maybe Anthony Hamilton, like Jennings. Again, I listen to Rod Wave and Darius Rashawn and them too, man. So I just listen to a lot of good music and reality music, man.
But the thing is, man, it's your style. You know what I'm saying? So when I ask about people's styles and how people reflect on what they do, I don't be wanting to compare people to other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to say Curtis B sound like Life Jennings or, you know what I'm saying, like that. And I'd be like, man, that's Curtis B. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of got your own style too, though, bro. You know what I'm saying? You got your own style. You know, you got your style. You got your flavor in the sauce, bro. For real.
So I appreciate that, man.
Yes, sir. Just let you know, man. You got your flavor in the sauce. You just keep on doing what you're doing, man. People going to start appreciating your music a little bit more every day, every time they listen to it. You know what I'm saying? And of course, on here, when I start doing that Tuesday's Tea, that's all I'm going to play is independent music. So it's going to be live and in effect, man. What part of Texas you stay in, Mr. Kurt?
Man, I stay in Arlington, man. Well, I stay in Arlington, but it's more like Kennedale, like, you know, I ain't too far away from Manchester, so I stay like in the Kennedale area.
So do you travel back and forth to the city, to Jackson? You know what I'm saying? Do you go back to Jackson every now and again? Do you go sometime? What do you record at?
Yeah. Man, to be honest with you, my job that I have had me travel, man. So to be honest with you, I be all over. Like, honestly, I could be in Jersey maybe 1 week and then gotta turn around and be in Michigan the next week or the next couple of days or whatever like that. So it's really, honestly, like, if it's something that I feel, especially if I'm on the road working, and if it's something I feel, I find a studio, you know, close to where I'm at. But if I'm at home or if I'm in Mississippi, I normally record at Cool KM, or I record at Shane Studio. Or either in Texas, man, I recorded my guy Collab studio. That's the artist as well. I recorded his studio. So, you know, I be back and forth between the studios, but, man, I only mess with a couple of few engineers, so they got my sound.
Right, because, you know, everybody can't record you like you want to. Some people go to a professional place, man. I took my son to a professional place one time. Man, it's like the dude had no interest in what we was doing. And I paid the man so much money because I was trying to introduce him to the recording life. You know what I'm saying? It's like that dude had no interest. And then I turned right around and said, son, let's go over here to this dude's house over here then. You know what I'm saying? And it's like it was a totally different situation. And the person was more invested. And he didn't have half the high-tech gear or whatever that people claim you need to record. But it does matter who you record with and if they feel in your flow, man. So, well, I'm going to tell you, I like that Life project. That's a good project. What you got coming up next?
Man, I got my single. I actually been promoting it this week. Should be dropping Saturday or Sunday. It's called I Tried. Another track that, you know, I feel like that the people can relate to, my fans and listeners can relate to, that they can feel, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's I Tried. Is that Go ahead, brother. I ain't mean to cut you off.
And I also got the feature coming out with Lil Biggs, man, called Say Less. We got that coming out real, real soon to all platforms, man. So y'all be tuned to that. And me and Biggs got some more things in the works, man. So y'all just stay tuned. I'm gonna tell you like this: when I say Smokehouse gonna bring the heat all year, y'all just get prepared for it, man. Like for real, cause we finna have a foot on the gas, no brakes, man.
Man, I feel like y'all got that. Y'all got everything y'all need to drive that truck through a brick wall. And the everything, Bob, why, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got your team on y'all can drive a tank through anything around here. Shoot, I hope y'all stay together, man. I hope y'all stay together, and I hope y'all keep a positive attitude about what y'all doing, man, because it can only get as great as you want it to be. See what I'm saying?
So.
And you got to want it to be great. You got to want yourself to be great at it. Got to put that work in, and people don't understand what that work is, man. That studio work is something else, ain't it?
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you something. But that studio life for me, though, man. That's my home away from home, and I love it, man.
So do you find is it the studio or the stage is your comfort zone? Which one you think? You know what I'm saying? Like
I feel like a little bit of both, man.
Mm-hmm.
With the studio, man, I feel like with the type of music I produce and everything like that, the studio is like my home. That's like my sanctuary, man. I love the booth, you know, that's my, like, everything that's going on in my life is out the window when I'm in the booth, man. And when I'm on stage, being on stage just to see when you performing and just to be able to see your listeners and your fans actually recite your songs with you, like, man, it's an amazing feeling. So I say both. I say the booth and the stage.
Okay, so I can dig it, man. Mr. Curtis B, let's get into another track, bro. Let's get into right. I Remember. Yeah. Let's get into it, man. What do you do this track for me?
Yo, this is my track off my EP, Life Living It Forever Every Day. Track called I Remember, man. Hey, y'all take a listen, sit back.
Trump Dammy. Hey, Eloy, this is definitely be hard.
I done had people saying a change.
What they say?
They tell me I ain't even the same.
What they say?
They say I'm alone under the shame. Like my last name was Wayne. But it comes a time in the game. You grow up and die your own way. That includes friends and family. Now my vision clear like Vizine. I remember when I didn't even have it. I remember they were sitting back laughing. Smiling in my face, but in my back they stabbing. I remember, remember, remember. I remember when I didn't even have it. I remember they were sitting back laughing. I done been across so many times. Some said they had my back, but nowhere to be found. That's why I keep my grass cut to see them snake eyes. Cause everybody shouldn't go along for the ride. But it comes a time and a day. You grow up and die your own way. That includes friends and family. Now my vision clear like Vizine. I remember when I didn't even have it. I remember they were sitting back laughing. In my back, this happened. I remember, remember, remember. I remember when I didn't even have it. I remember they were sitting back laughing.
There comes a point in time where you outgrow people and you outgrow things. Cause everybody and everything ain't meant to be in your life for a lifetime. Everything and everybody sometimes had a season. And when the season is over, that means their time is up.
Yes, sir, that's Mr. Curtis B. I remember. Hey, Mr. Curtis.
What's going on?
I finna admit something to you now. Don't be running with this, all right? So I told the girl, I was like, yeah, I gotta do the R&B artist this week. You know, no, I didn't even tell her I was gonna do R&B artist. So I did the little flyer that I do for the show, and I sent her the flyer, I said, this one yeah. got it. You know, she gonna tell me, oh, he handsome. I said,
I ain't telling her, I appreciate it. Thank you.
I ain't telling her shit.
Hey, man, you're a fool.
And then she's going to be like, and then I said, yeah, he R&B artist. Oh, I was going to ask you that. I'm like, man, shut up. All right. Damn. So that being said, man, you know, you ain't got no real slow joints on that thing, though. No real slow one, you know what I'm saying? No bumping and grinding music, man. What you doing? You ain't got no
man, honestly, man. Oh, don't worry about it. It's coming. It's coming real soon, man. Like, I know I ain't got too many slow joints on my EP, on Life, but definitely it's coming, though. I ain't forgot about the ladies when it comes to, you know, pleasing your woman and you know, making her feel special. I ain't forgot about it. It's coming. So
for all the women out there, man, you know, I usually don't ask about people's relationships, but, you know, is Mr. Curtis B got, is he in a relationship? You know what I'm saying? What's going on with you?
Man, I am married right now. You know, I'm married. And I've been married for 5 years. Going on 6, man. So, yeah.
Now, girl, sit your ass down. Can't talk to him. He married. I'm talking about he. That's dope, though, bro. That's dope. And Valentine's Day is coming up, too, man. So, have you ever covered a song? Have you ever covered songs? And what's your favorite cover? What's the favorite song you like to sing? Like, to anybody, like, hey, man, listen to, besides what you write, is there somebody else's song that you like to sing all the time?
I like anybody that knows me, they know I be quick to sing Anthony Hamilton, Charlene. And a funny story about that real quick. I was on the radio in Texas, K104.5, and they had the topic of the day, which is karaoke song. Like, what would be your karaoke song you would sing? And mm-hmm. I got through on the line. I was the last caller. And I got through on the line. And it was Lady Jade and Dee Dee in the Morning. They was like, oh, you must have had a deal before. That was, like, the first thing. And I was like, ever since then, though, for sure, like, I've been trying to push harder with the music or whatever like that. But Anthony Hamilton, Charlene, that'll be my go-to off top, like just off top. Then I got another song by Latif, another R&B artist too. People probably don't really know too much about him, but it's another song by him. I can't think of the name of it, but if I start singing it, it'll come to me.
Don't start singing it real quick, man. Let me hear what you got. So
to
come to you, you don't feel like right now.
I give you a little song. I remember that day you told me that your mama was taking you away, that he put her through some drama. Tears came to my eyes, I really didn't want to cry, but it hurt so bad on the inside. Tell me, how can this be that you're not here with me? And I can't do nothing about it. I'm only 19, nothing but cloudy days. days without you. My sunshine turned to rain without you. Yeah, so the name of that song right there is Without You by Latif. That'll be another one of my go-to songs that I sing for real.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope, man. Hey, man, if anybody want to know what, okay, you got your future projects. Do you have a title for your album coming up?
Right now, album, I ain't really thought about it yet. I really honestly, like, no lie, I've been focusing on really writing and just coming up with more music and everything like that. I haven't really put my soul focus, my whole focus into a whole project yet. But guaranteed, though, when it's coming, definitely let you know. But we got more music coming for real, though, especially for me. We got more music coming, though. Just stay tuned.
So what can people find life at, man? What you got, the project that you have out right now, what can we get that from?
Man, you can get it from all digital platforms, Spotify Music, Amazon Music, even Apple Music, YouTube, all that, man. You can find all that on most digital platforms for real.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Anybody want to contact you for some features? Well, how do they get in contact with you?
You can always shoot me an email, southerngentleman601@gmail.com. Or you can always hit the DM, which is my Instagram page, @theone_CurtisB. You can hit me on there as well, too.
Say that again for me.
You can hit me at my email, southerngentleman601@gmail.com. Or you can hit me in my DM on Instagram, which is @theone_CurtisB.
All right, man, for sure, for sure, for sure. Mr. Curtis B, man, I want to thank you for coming on the show, man. Hey, before we get up out of here, though, man, you want to holler at some of your peoples, man, tell them what's up, say hello to everybody.
Hey, man, really, to be honest, it's like I want to give a shout-out to everybody, man, but I don't want to forget nobody then, you know, somebody get mad at me for, well, why you ain't shout me out, whatever like this. So, man, I want to shout-out to everybody that's listening right now. I want to shout out to everybody that's been supporting me. I want to shout out Smokehouse, you know, Entertainment, man, like Scotty, man, Scotty Pippen. Shout out to you, bro, for real, because you believing in me, man. You believing in what I'm doing, man, and I appreciate you for real. Shout out to the whole family at Smokehouse, Mookie Montana, man, Remedy, Lil Biggs, man, Tony Snow, man, MJ the God, man, I'm talking about. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to my mama, man. Shout out to my kids. Shout out to my wife, man. I'm talking about, man. Shout out to my sister that's listening, my auntie, man. All y'all, man. Shout out to all y'all, bro. I appreciate you for real.
Man, and I appreciate you for coming on the show, bro. It has been a pleasure to have my first R&B artist on here, and this is the ending of season number one. And I want to thank Curtis B. You've been a real, 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 real great person, man, to have on the show, man. That's what it is, and that's what we do. Hey, man.
And I appreciate you, Drew, for having me, man.
Hey, man, let's get back into that pain, man. Go introduce my pain for me.
Hey, yo, this is my first single, My Pain, off of Life, Living It Forever, Every Day. So y'all check it out, listen, man. Get back.
Let's go.
You don't understand my pain. You know what I've been through. You don't understand my pain. No. If it's something you never been through, then it's something you can't relate to.
You can't.
I said, no, you don't.
I've been through so much in my life, done so much wrong that it felt right. Even that thought of suicide, too many close to me have died. Lost my dad at 15, it was murder. Lost my mother in love, and that even felt worse. Lost my stepdad, and it elevated the hurt.
and it hurts so much.
They say pray, but it seems like it don't work. I'm just being honest and they say the truth hurts. But somebody had to be praying for me. I should be dead or in jail for what I've done in these streets.
You don't understand my pain.
You know what I've been through.
You don't understand my pain. No.
It's something you never been through.
Been through.
And it's something you can't relate to.
You can't.
I said you don't understand my pain.
No, you don't.
You don't understand my pain.
You know what I've been through.
You don't understand my pain.
No.
It's something you never been through.
Been through.
And it's something you can't relate to.
You can't.
I said you don't understand my pain.
No, you don't.
I shed tears while writing this song. I shed tears when I'm home all alone. And every time that I pick up the phone, I get the voicemail that reminds me of gone.
You don't understand my pain.
You know what I've been through.
You can't relate to.
You can't.
I said you don't understand my pain. No, you don't.
Welcome. Studio 73. Your avenue for thoughts and conversation, hosted by Artisan Drew. Listen, look, live, and say something. Studio 73.
What's up? What it is? What it do, man? It's your man, Artisan Drew. Studio 73. Have my man's in the studio, man. It's occurring to me, man. Dope R&B. Y'all don't even understand what it takes. Y'all don't even understand what it takes for a brother to put their life on the line. When I say the line, I mean that piece of paper. Y'all don't understand what it takes for people to put that imagery onto a piece of paper and then turn right around and give it to you in a song format, man. That is something that is very hard to do. That's why a lot of people don't do it. And people say all the time, it's a million people doing this shit. But it's really not a million people doing this shit. It's a million people thinking about doing this shit. But it's not a lot of people out here that's trying to get it in and really trying to put the pen to the paper. And then you go from putting the pen to the paper, and then you got to go to the studio and you got to fuck with people that you don't really know. Then you got to have somebody who's confident in what you do, man. And you got to fucking make them believe in what you're doing. And it's hard, man. It's real hard on R&B artists when you just ain't singing love songs. You see what I'm saying? Y'all see, I asked Curtis about them love songs. He's like, well, I got them coming. But that wasn't even his focus on the first track, on his first album. You see what I'm saying? So that's dope as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And I really want to appreciate Mr. Curtis B for coming on the show, man. Studio 73, Blog Talk Radio, every other Tuesday, man, 6 o'clock p.m. Y'all come check me out, see who I got going on, and see what the hell I'm talking about. There's going to be some music, of course, and there's going to be some conversation going on. And, man, I just really, really appreciate the people, man. I really do, because it's hard for you to do what you do, and I understand that. And most people don't understand that it's really hard to do what you do. But I do, man. So, that being said, man, I am finna go into a real classic. I'm going to go into a three-play, man, with some of these artists I've had on to the show, man. I'm going to do Remedy. Hey, I ain't had Playboy Snow. I ain't going to do you Playboy Snow till you come on to the show. Well, I'm going to do my boy Peso, and I'm going to do my boy Lil Biggs. All right, let's go, y'all. Ready? Go.
Working. Hey. Hey. Watch me work it out. Say you wanna know what I'm all about.
I'm all about.
Hey. Well, without a doubt. Watch me work it out. I'ma put it down. Watch me work it out.
Out.
Out. Out. Out. Watch me work it out.
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 Out. Watch me work it out.
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 Out. Watch me work it out.
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 Out. Yeah. Yeah, I know you've been trying to get it for a minute.
I know.
But tell me what you gon' do if I let you get up in it. You say I'ma have you hooked. I swear to God you get addicted.
Oh, yeah?
All up in your feelings.
Okay.
I tell them, baby, listen.
Look.
Yo, I'm not your average. I'm not what you used to having. I come from a different breed. I'm cut from a different fabric. You say you
wanna know
how far that I would go.
Wanna know?
Well, let me show you, babe. Stay back and watch the show.
Watch.
You gon' love the way I throw it back. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me how you want it, Daddy. No, I don't care.
Yeah.
Get it in the bed or bend me over in the chair. Let me know you like it. Say my name while you pull my hair.
Yeah.
Hey, watch me work it
work
out.
It out.
Say you wanna know, what I'm all about.
What I'm all about.
Hey, well, without a doubt. Watch me work it
work
out.
It out.
I'ma put it down. Watch me work it out.
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 Work it out,
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 out. Watch me work it out,
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 out. Watch me work it out,
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 out.
Yeah.
You say you can handle me,
show me,
but I really doubt it. Ain't no limits to this shit, nigga. I'm about it.
No limit.
You know that type of pussy Lil Boosie was talking about. How we kept calling, had this girl about to put him out. Yeah, I got that Aquafina wet wet. Have
Ooh.
You sneaking out the house like a mouse snip bag. I'm a freaky bitch.
Yeah.
I do kinky shit.
Yeah.
I like to roll my blunt.
Yeah.
While I ride your zit.
Ride
I like it slow, then speed it up.
Speed it
Hit
up.
Me from the back, then eat it up.
Eat
you
it
say
up.
You got a girl, well that shit over with.
Cause
once I put it on you, you ain't gon' want the bitch. Ha. Hey, watch me work it
work
out.
It out.
Say you wanna know, what I'm all about.
What I'm all about.
Hey, well without a doubt. Watch me work it
work
out.
It out.
I'ma put it down. Watch me work it out.
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 Out. Watch me work it out.
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 Out. Watch me work it out.
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 Out. Watch me work it out.
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 Out. Yeah.
Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. I'ma put it.
Always hating, but they better stop it. I'm getting to this money and I'm never stopping. Your girl stay on my line and she's steady calling. No need for me to rush in when I feel like stalling. These niggas steady hating, but they better stop it. I'm getting to this money and I'm never stopping. Your girl stay on my line and she's steady calling. No need for me to rush in when I feel like stalling. She crushing on a player cause she say I'm ballin'. Never made the NBA but I've been play callin'. If she ain't a team player, watch her feelings fallin'. You ain't even on the bench cause you ain't make the top 10. When you messin' with a winner, ain't no taking losses. Now you know the definition, truly what a boss is. One thing don't change up, just get your game up. Come through, get gamed up, some say we dangerous. There ain't no taming us, girl. See, I've always been a player, don't know what you love is. Don't you open up your heart, girl, I hate the crush it. One thing about Lil Biggs, he doing it real big. Real players gon' feel this, these haters gon' steal bitch. Because they steal bitch, yeah. These niggas always hating, but they better stop it. I'm getting to this money and I'm never stopping. Your girl stay on my line and she steady calling. No need for me to rush in when I feel like stalling. These niggas steady hating, but they better stop it. I'm getting to this money and I'm never stopping. Your girl stay on my line and she steady calling. No
no need for me to rush in when I feel like stalling. When I get all in her head, I can tell she love it. We gon' take it to the bed, we ain't making love then. We gon' stick to strictly fucking, baby, ain't your boyfriend. I'm a full-time grinder, baby, play it till the end. They really gon' hate me, they mad they ain't me. Keep a heater, no safety, gotta make it home safely. Can't lay the head to take me, gon' go down blazing. She say I'm amazing, I was born in the 80s. Street life's what made me, we don't get A, pick plan B. Yeah, I know a few niggas can't stand me, just slide through, show me how my hands be. If it ain't brown bread, then it don't make sense. Real ass niggas shoot first, don't miss. Play it to the core, and I'm never changing. If it ain't about business, ain't no sense in saying, so I'm saying. These niggas always hating, but they better stop it. I'm getting to this money, and I'm never stopping. Your girl stay on my line, and she steady calling. No need for me to rush it when I feel like stalling. These niggas steady hating, but they better stop it. I'm getting to this money, and I'm never stopping. Your girl stay on my line, and she steady calling. No need for me to rush it when I feel like stalling. When I feel like stalling.
Rap Star Dreams 2. DJ Payne again. Bright lights. Work hard. Results come. That's the laws of life, right? Pace the best ever. Follow me. City bright lights, fans open mic. Turn an open mic to a concert night. Everybody's there when I take off. It's so real for the show, they took the day off. Have a fan base, I don't need support. You can't judge me. You are not a court. Champagne courts off the top as the waves splash. Just a million streams. It didn't come fast. Organic work, that's by all means. Your sacrifices made it comfortable to have a team. Downfalls like the river is your haters' plot. This music life has its burden, but don't miss a stop. Shot in his head as he left the booth. What could an artist do to have a violent loop? I felt bad, he was us, another rising artist. That jealousy has a price when you shine heartless. Never take for granted all the days here. We say it's hard, but we made it to another year. Write our pains in these songs, this our way out. Work for self ain't the norm, but a good route. Take chances, but you're gonna have to lose friends. The envy one's gonna talk, the loneliness begins. Sit back, enjoy it, life by the portion. Eyes at the ocean, sipping on some potion. Rap star dreams need a new life. These sacrifices bring pain, but the mood's right. Celebrate success, no more normal ways. Off the words in the mind, you are now paid. Beating obstacles, they can kill your scene. Then you wake up to these million rap star dreams.
Rap star dreams.
Rap star dreams.
Rap star dreams.
Took a trip to Philly, caught a bad time. Lost my wallet, a few bads, and my book of rhymes. All I had left was my book bag. With no money in the city, had to move fast. First gas station by the Asian stores. The music in my book bag gotta work for sure. Hour after hour, no sales, but they notice me. There is no choice, gotta sell my mentality. Dude pulled up in the Benz truck. Bought the album for 20, said just because. 20 minutes later, out of nowhere, homie pulled up. Is this all you? I said yes, he said pure luck. Told me don't worry about the ticket, I'ma see you. But before you go, look, somebody wanna meet you. He heard your CD, it was Gilly, King of Philly. He said let's record. Rap star dreams need a new life. These sacrifices bring pain, but the mood's right. Celebrate success, no more normal ways. Off the words in the mind, you are now paid. Beating obstacles, they can kill your scene. Then you wake up to these million rap star dreams.
Rap star dreams.
Rap star dreams.
Rap star dreams.
Man, it's your man's Artisan Drew, Studio 73. I love it, I love it, I love it. That was that three play, man. Had my girl Remedy with the work it. I had my man Lil Biz with the stop it. I had my man Pay So Best Ever with them Rap Star Dreams. That's what I'm talking about, man. So we getting it on, man. We getting it in. So let me talk about this conversation right here I had earlier today with everybody about this goddamn Tom Brady. I'm going to keep talking about this shit. I got to say something on the show because, you know, this is recorded. So if I don't say it on here, then it's like I ain't even said it on the live I did earlier. And I do the Facebook Live. Yeah, whatever. But y'all know goddamn well you can't bet against that damn man, Tom Brady. Tom Brady is a motherfucker. Tom Brady is like Michael Jordan. You don't want to see them motherfuckers in no kind of competition. You know, I'm sure Tom Brady do his shit in private. He got his shit going on or whatever. But when that motherfucker hit that field, he all business. He probably business at the practice field. Telling y'all this is what we finna do, and we gonna do this shit. And y'all look at him like, yes, sir. No, sir. And how do you get to that point in your life, man, when you got people that just follow you? You see what I'm saying? It got to start somewhere, right? It got to start somewhere, man. It's your upbringing. It's what the fuck. It's something instilled in you. It's a God-given talent. I don't know, man, but it's something about people like that. That motherfuckers just get out y'all way. You know, just say, all right, man, whatever you want me to do. Whatever you say, boss, that's what it end up being. Because you have to show and prove to everybody. And all the time Brady is doing is showing and proving to everybody. Like, hey, man, I do this shit. This ain't no fluke. I ain't no fluke-ass motherfucking Super Bowl winner, MVP. Who the fuck y'all thought I was? Y'all didn't think I was Tom Brady? Tom Brady, like, I'm Tom. Y'all, yeah. And he come to the new team and shit. Hey, like, yeah, who the fuck this motherfucker think he is? Tom Brady? You know what I'm saying? So you got to be the only person on earth that could walk into a room, into somebody else's locker room, and they be like, who the motherfuck think he is, Tom Brady? But then you walk in, and you be like, hey, fellas, I'm Tom Brady. And they be like, oh, shit, yeah, what's up, boss? You know what I'm saying? But your actions speak louder than the words. And Tom Brady's actions have spoken volumes about him and what he intend on doing in his life. And if he said he mean what he say, he about his business. So stop treating him like he's some chump, basically, is what Tom Brady just did to the NFL this year. Tom Brady said, I said what I said. I'm going to Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's what I said. Yeah, I know they got these good receivers, and yeah, they got these things, and such happened last year, and they were not a great team. But this is my decision. I've decided I'm Tom Brady, and I'm going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and we are going to the Super Bowl. So that's what he said now, and wasn't nobody listening to that shit. You know, cause Tom got that little smile, like he a pretty boy. So Tom got that little smile. He don't make you think that he really finna go do this shit he talking about. You know what I'm saying? Skip Bayless might be the only motherfucker on earth that said, that's Tom Brady. All that shit Skip be talking, man. Nobody want to hear that shit for real, Skip. But we love to hear that shit, Skip. So don't stop doing what you're doing because you are entertainer and you are entertainment and a sportscaster that does entertain you and Shannon. Shannon entertains a little bit more than you. You just like, Skip, you used to be the man. But you ain't Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying? You ain't the GOAT. Shannon about to be the GOAT of this sportscast and shit. But that's here nor there. I took it from Shay. But that's here nor there. But Tom Brady came into this motherfucking season. He said, okay. Matter of fact, he left last season and he said, okay. He said, okay. Y'all don't want to do me like that. Y'all want to act like I ain't Tom Brady. Just trade me. Trade me any way you want to trade me. Matter of fact, let me tell you where you're going to trade me. You're going to trade me to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And everybody looking at Tom Brady, everybody looking like, he can't be serious. And everybody like, Tom, you don't want to go to Tampa Bay. You know what they just did? You know, they got this such a record. Tom, why don't you go somewhere where there's more people? You know, we can get that money, the revenue from the views and everything. I said, fuck you. I want to go to Tampa Bay. Because Tampa Bay is pretty good. And y'all don't see what I see in Tampa Bay. I just need to be there for a couple of months. And then they'll get to doing what I do, and we're going to win the fucking championship, man. We're going to the Super Bowl. And all that fucking hoopla about Patrick Mahomes, who of course is a stud, and Aaron Rodgers, who let me down this year, and Drew Brees, who just, I think Drew's hurt this year. He might come back. He might not come back no more. But, you know, once you just get hurt so many times in your life, man, you don't want to be hurt no more. So I don't know if Drew coming back. But Tom is like on this other shit. Tom say, yeah, whatever y'all say. I'm just going to the Buccaneers, and I might just go to the Super Bowl on your asses. So, are you gonna bet on? Are you gonna bet on black, or are you gonna bet on white? And Tom Brady was like, "Shit, you better bet on white." And he gave you that little silly smile that he gave you, that little slick smile. Fail for that shit, man. I should have bet on that motherfucker. I would have won a whole lot of money this year if I would have bet on Tom Brady. But so many of us bet against that man. All he had to do was lose one more game. He could not lose that one more game because his mentality is, all I got to do is win one more game. That's all I got to do. I just got to win one more game. One more game, and I never lose. And that's how we should all think. We should all play to win the game. Why you can't play to win the game, man? It's because you ain't got no sauce.
Tell me how you niggas ain't heard about sauce. Tell me how you rapping and you ain't took off. In the city 2 days and the heat of his sauce. You don't know how I been, you don't know what it cost. They gon' step through the back, they gon' shoot you through the cross. One false move, we gon' knock a nigga off. Words on the streets, say they talking to the lost. You gon' suck a nigga dick till it goes to a chalk. Got the plug on the way and the shooters in the attic. Catch a nigga slipping, we gon' do something badly. She a bad bitch, but her attitude nasty. Fuck nigga talking, so we picking out a cat. Your baby daddy legging, now you're fucking with a savage. Down on my ass, now a young nigga have it. Ain't tripping on a bitch, I'ma let a nigga have it. Moved out to Dallas, but a nigga still trapping. Big ol' ego trippin', had to cut some niggas out, one part of my vision. Oh, you know I'm trippin', look at this bitch, you respect my pimpin'. Yeah, they head terrific, but I won't let a little hoe in my business. No, I can't be specific, but I know some niggas who be really down with it. Nigga tryna make it to the bank, street nigga doing shit that you can't. I'ma gonna remix it in the same, what it is, what it ain't, what you can't. Lil' Mookie put packs on the road, nigga gettin' exposed, they hoes. Big brother stay down 10 toes, in the hood, cause you know the street's cold. Straight from the street, nigga, no cap, got a hoe tryna tag me. No help, catch me in a 10-speed, cross a mouth, D-hoe tryna catch me. But I'm tellin' how you niggas ain't heard about sauce. Tell me how you rappin' and you ain't took off. And it's gone 2 days and I hit it exhaust. You don't know how I been, you don't know what it cost. They gon' step through the back, they gon' shoot you through the cross. One false move, we gon' knock a nigga off. Words on the street, say they talkin' to the lost. You gon' suck a nigga dick till it goes to a jaw. Tell me how you niggas ain't heard about sauce. Tell me how you rappin' and you ain't took off. And it's 2 days and I hit it exhaust. You don't know how I been, you don't know what it cost. For a nigga talking down cause he broke. I'ma gon' take flight, no coach. Baby said she wanna put her in the throat. All this water on a nigga need a bowl. All this goddamn chain, no slave. Rap niggas swerving all in my lane. I'ma pop a nigga cash champagne. I got 4 white bitches cocaine. They gon' light a nigga up Hussein. Get through the rain and the pain in the game. On fence, down to blow a nigga brain. I just ran up the bag in the game. Baby mama drive a nigga insane. Some fool had to bet on my frames. Ain't no steady taking off on these lanes. No cap, I'm a rep on game. Tell me why the nigga fold when it's crunch time. Rap niggas always waiting for a punchline. Blue faces on a nigga at all times. At all times, at all times. Tell me why the niggas fold when it's crunch time. Rap niggas always waiting on a punchline. Blue faces on a nigga at all times. At all times, at all times. Tell me how you niggas ain't heard about sauce. Tell me how you rappin' and you ain't took off. In the city 2 days and they hit it exhaust. You don't know where I been, you don't know what it cost. They gon' step it through the back, they gon' shoot you through the cross. One false move, we gon' knock a nigga off. Words on the street say they talkin' to the lost. You gon' suck a nigga dick till it goes to a jaw. Tell me how you niggas ain't heard by sauce. Tell me how you rapping and you ain't took off. In the city 2 days and they hit it exhaust. You don't know where I been, you don't know what it cost.
Thank you. I can't help but drill. I chase a bag, I don't chase clout. I'm doing numbers like a microchip. Magic words make a panties disappear when I whisper in her ear. Panoramic roof is crystal clear. Make a pussy purr when I shift a gear. Polo horses on my body got me drip dripping like a water faucet. I can see the future through Versace frame lenses like I was a prophet. I pull up in a new city, popping big bottles with exotic bitches. Ooh, bad boy like I'm Diddy. Good girls bouncing like they got switches. Bossed up and I ran up a check. Double up every time I invest. Super fly like an S on my chest. My success got these haters depressed. Sleeping on me is a no-no. When you wake up, I'm in go mode. With the game on the string like a yo-yo. Kicking flavor like I'm in a dojo.
I don't need a chick that is for me. I'm seeing it, seeing it, you told me. Wake up, my baby, it's for me.
When they throwing shade on a coastline on an escapade. Horsepower when I mash out, got a dime sitting in my saddle. I let her ride it till she pass out, now she locked down like a shackle. Timepiece with the big face, got my wrist game on another level. Got my fitness like a briefcase, on my neck like a gold medal. Late nights on the town getting lit, every night it's like a holiday. Sexy women wanna join my team, cause I'm the one paying Hardaway. Only dimes on my line, with freaking thoughts on their mind, in good brain Einstein, got me on cloud nine, I'm a big dog, you a flea, selling game, it ain't free, name buzzing like a bumblebee, real boss, you just wanna be.
I don't need a chick that is for me, I'm about to go get me a foreign. I don't need a shit that is foreign.
And it's your man's Artisan Drew, Studio 73. I'm wrapping up this season, man. It's been a great season for me. You know what I'm saying? It's been a wonderful season. I can't complain about this shit at all, man. I done had Peso on. I done had Mookie Montana. I done had Mr. Scottie Pippen. I done had Remedy. I done had Lil Biggs. I done had my man Curtis B in this season right here, man. And I'm just getting ready for the next step, the next venture. The next season is going to be one of the greatest seasons, man. And I am going to prop out this season to some real, real good shit. I am going to make some moves, man. I'm going to make some moves. I'm doing more than one thing at a time now. But I'm going to make some moves, man. And I'm going to have some fun making these moves. And hopefully Corona won't get us all down like she's been doing this last year or so. Excuse me. I got work. But y'all keep listening, man. This is Man's Eyes and Drew. I'm going to get on to the next track while I collect my thoughts and then come back and let y'all know about this relationship shit and about some damn... I'm going to let y'all know what we doing next week or the week after that with this Tuesday's tea, man. Listen to your mans and all of his independent artist glory.
Should have been just made me so.
And never ever tell me that you want me.
Then just let me go.
But always, babe, always, baby, always be the better part of me. Always be the faith in my disbelief. Never say you're so faithful, then you always deceiving me.
To never hurt
ya.
You will forever be my boo. You remain
untrue.
My love turned to hate
for you.
We were supposed to never
end.
I look in your eyes, you just pretend. It ain't easy to get over you.
But it's time for my life to begin.
How can you say that you love me when you don't have
no loyalty?
Glad to have you out the picture. So don't come running back to me. Doing better now, living better now. I'm a better man now. I'm peeping the game, keeping my guards up. Never fall in love again. Two girls that think they stuff is gold, using that thing as a weapon. Learn my lesson, I could do better when I let you get the best of me. I'm into bigger, better things, keeping drama away from me.
Recording myself, dumb as hell. But man, I really, really appreciate the whole season, man. I appreciate everybody that came on and fuck with your man's Artist and Drew, man. I'm about to get up out this motherfucker, man, because I know y'all don't want to listen to this shit all goddamn night. But those that do, I appreciate you. Thank y'all for calling in, listening to your boy, to everybody that's like tuning in and trying to figure out how they fit in. Man, all you got to do is make a phone call and have a conversation. And if you're doing something big, I'm going to be the avenue for you to make your dreams a reality. You know what I'm saying? Start with me, and we'll go from there. Can you dig it?
Welcome to Studio 73, your avenue for thoughts and conversation. Hosted by Artisan Drew. Listen. Look. Live, and say something. Studio 73.
And y'all know that was the dopest thing I ever did in my life, was to get these intros done. So, and just in the sport of kindness.
Welcome to Studio 73.
Studio 73.
Your avenue for thoughts and conversation. Hosted by Artisan Drew. Listen, look, live, and say something. Studio 73.
And I appreciate y'all, man. This is man's Artisan Drew signing out. We'll talk to you later. When I say later, I mean later. A couple weeks from now, right?
Like Nipsey to get to the cash. I gotta get it by any means. Got the heart of a hustler and boss in my jeans. Making reality from every dream and stuff in pockets till they bust at the scene. I run up a check and do the money dance. Pull up in a coupe, thumbing through some bands. He deep in the game, never been a fan. Making plays while they watch from the stands. In love with the money, I can't get enough. Plan to get paid, it's all I discuss. Gamble with me and I'm calling your bluff. I'm smooth when I move, but I can get rough. My life is a picture of profit and power. Believing myself and don't worry about doubters. Putting in work every minute and hour. And stacking my money up tall as a tower.
I've been making plays for the paper.
I can't afford to ever let up. I'm good, but I strive to be greater. Knocking down every obstacle like I set up. When I get a bag, I flip it and triple it. Too much hustle to diamond and nickel it. Three moves at one time is a triplet. Authentic, go get a not counterfeit. I'm in the boardroom and in the street. Talking big budgets, checking receipts. All I do is win, no one can compete. When they cooling off, I turn up the heat. I'm hungry and I gotta eat. And by any means, making it beat with the fruits of my labor. I made a feast, made my own table and pulled up a seat. I'm relentless when I get a chance to get paid. I'm going all in and won't hesitate. Strategic with every last move that is made. I stick to the plan and won't deviate. I'm way up and I know I'm blessed. Everything I want, I manifest. Got money, power, and I got respect. Can't accept more, but never none less.
I've been making plays for the paper.